milk, horchata,
yep,
limes,
yep,
lemons. What else do we got in that
yogurt
fridge? The yogurt?
Yep.
They were trying to neutralize the Howland Race. You said that they tweeted, so this is actually, I'm not even doing a thing here.
Yeah.
I really was hoping at some point someone said, guys, fryer broke, couldn't get it done. Like, I thought the universe would intervene at some point.
They're not going to do it.
They're en route. I just got a message from them that they are en route.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, hell no.
You've had some pretty good ideas for the show. I'll give you a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You've had some great ideas for the show. This is not one of your best ideas.
It's because it wasn't mine. It was the other person in this room that's talking right now.
There's a responsibility of somebody who also accepts a bad idea.
I'm guilty.
You then become responsible
for the idea. I'm like the getaway
driver,
right? Like, you robbed the bank, but yep. I was waiting in the car. I said, fine, I'll drive you to the hideout. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on right now.
And then you took off when I was still in there.
I wish I could. If I could drive away right now, I would.
Yeah, you would not.
Hey, look, man, there's a cop right there. I got to get out of here.
You know what I would do? I'm going to go rob the bank. Give me the keys. Sit in that damn car and you wait till I get back.
I don't think we'd be good bank robbers. I don't think that'd be something that we'd excel at along the way.
Why are you sweating profusely? That's what security guard
would
say.
I've made so many bad choices today. I've got a white sweatshirt on.
Yep.
I've got a gross ratty t-shirt on.
You're fine.
There's a lot of things going on.
All
right
good.
Now. Here's, you know what's good?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something very positive right now, mm-hmm. because we've talked a little bit about AD, which was not positive last night. Mm-hmm. Talked about the sandwich, which has me very nervous. I think for the first time, really, and I know that they beat Miami a few nights ago, and it was a nice win. It was their best win of the season,
yeah.
hands down. But there was some raggedness to that game, and Jimmy Butler didn't really play. There's a bunch of stuff, kind of extraneous
yeah.
stuff going on. Last night, even though the Lakers lost, they lost to the defending champs, who had a transcendent performance from their best player, and they still had a chance to win that game. They looked, for the first time really all year, like there was the structure of a pretty functional basketball team. I think that's really good news because it took, what, 3-4 weeks to get here? But they did get there last night.
It was a good game. It really was. It was a good game. And when you know in the fourth quarter, and you know we have on one of the TVs here, Spectrum is replaying the game, and there was a point, 83-85. Just when mm-hmm. you and I were chatting earlier, I'm like, yeah, you know, down to the wire, this was close. One of the things that I thought the Lakers, it's not uncommon for this Lakers team that if you go down 12 – it's probably a wrap. That's going to turn into 15. Then it's going to turn to 18. Before you know it, you're down 20-plus points. Lakers, a couple different points last night. I thought, this might be it. They're down 12. And the next thing you know, instead of going down 16, they're only down 8.
Yeah.
And then they're down 4. And then Middleton would hit a shot. Giannis would a couple. It goes back up to 8 or 9. But Lakers kind of kept this seesaw battle. And I thought that part was positive about last night. Talen Horton-Tucker, THT,
yep.
has played his third game with the Lakers since he's been back this season. He had a career high on Monday night against the Bulls. He dropped 28. Trav, I don't want to put too much into that game because when a game doesn't matter, when you're down by so much and it's just garbage time, I don't really look at those points, but he still put up 28. Last night he put up 25. He had 12 rebounds, shot
mm-hmm.
50% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
THT, I think, is making a case for himself. Whether he's trying to do it or not. Hey, when LeBron comes back and we start getting healthy and everything, you kind of got to keep me in this slot. Put Carmelo on the bench, which I think they're going to do.
Yeah.
But if LBJ comes back tomorrow, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more THT.
Carmelo's really cooled off. He got off to that crazy start where he's shooting, what, 50% from behind the line?
And I think at Staples he was like 60%.
Yeah, he couldn't miss. He mm-hmm. was unconscious. And yeah, like there's a reason that your percentage is your percentage. Eventually, if you make a bunch in a row, you're going to miss a bunch in a row. And if you miss a bunch in a row, some makes are coming along the way. So that he's kind of coming back to what I think the expectation was, not a huge surprise. Maybe THT slides into that and you keep it moving. The other, I thought, very positive development last night, Russell Westbrook played really well.
Mm-hmm.
He had, you know, Frank Vogel said it, that he thought it was his best game of the season. You look at it, he had 19 points, which is great, but that's not it. What's it is 15 assists with just 3 turnovers. If they can get something in that general ballpark from Russell Westbrook on a regular basis, fantastic.
I'll take less assists all day for less turnovers.
Absolutely.
All day I'll take it. You know?
By the way, 15 is not less. That's a ton.
That's an amazing amount of assists, obviously. So today's stat hero of the day, we'll stay with it. It's 15. Russell Westbrook, 15 assists in what Vogel called Westbrook's his best game as a Laker. Only had 3 turnovers, like you mentioned. Stat Hero, the exclusive Daily Fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% deposit match.
I want to make a case that last night potentially could have been a turning point for the Lakers this season because of what you just mentioned about THT, because of what we just mentioned about Russell Westbrook, that these things are start coming together. And I know that AD wasn't very good last night. AD is so much better when LeBron is around, and LeBron's return is imminent. Now, whether he can stay around for a long time will tell. Fingers crossed, knocking on wood, the whole thing. But if LeBron can come back and be a version of LeBron, the good version of LeBron, which seems likely, and AD can just be the guy that every once in a while is unstoppable and every once in a while isn't, that's not bad. That's Russell Westbrook dropping dimes. That's THT creating his own shot if you need it. The defense, look, they only gave up 109 points and Giannis had nearly 50. That's a pretty good night defensively. There's a lot of really good things that happened last night.
64 in the first half, so that means second half they obviously
locked
it
down
a lot.
And again, Giannis went nuts. He had, was 47? Is that what it was?
He had 47. 28, I think, at halftime and 47 in the game.
They did a great job on everybody other than Giannis, which is fine. You know, that's the whole thing. If he's going to get his, make sure nobody else gets anything else. And they did a pretty good job with that. It could be, we'll see, time will tell. They got a little road trip coming up. It could have been the, right there is when they kind of started to turn the corner, if you're being optimistic.
So I don't want to turn the page so quick on Anthony Davis. So let me say this about AD. It was very disappointing last night that when Anthony Davis had that opportunity to go mano a mano with Giannis, right? When it had that opportunity, it didn't happen. I mean, the compare, it was a 29-point difference for Giannis Antetokounmpo against Anthony Davis. You mentioned something about Bron. When LeBron comes back, Trav, you don't need 27, 10, and 10 from Bron. You don't. And that's, I think.
His presence, though, is almost incalculable.
Russ will have the ball in his hands less, which probably means just naturally less turnovers. You don't have the ball in your hands as much.
Sure.
THT is going to get better looks. Carmelo, I think, will be much better off when LeBron's on the floor. You can't ask what Carmelo was doing at the beginning of the season. It's not sustainable. He's going to get the looks, and I still think he's going to hit the shots.
I do, too.
The problem is if you ask him to play 38 minutes to win games in overtime, that part is not the
– No, they needed him to be their best player.
Two overtime games in a row, Charlotte and Miami. He's playing 37, 38 minutes.
It's not what he's here for.
I think the AD thing that you said, that's the part that, you know, I hated seeing him get – it wasn't a matchup against Giannis. That kills me to say that. It wasn't. Giannis was so much better than he was. That's the part that really bothers me from yesterday's game because you pointed out a lot of positive things. Okay, so LeBron comes back and AD then what? Is he now – that matchup completely changes? No, I think it just becomes LeBron versus Giannis rather than AD versus Giannis.
I think he's one of those guys, and we'll see. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that's far more comfortable being the supporting actor than the leading man. All the evidence indicates that he's more comfortable in that, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that other than we need to stop asking him why he's not the leading man. He's not. LeBron is. Okay, and you're asking somebody that's the character actor to carry this movie over and over and over. It's a really hard deal to do that. He's just not what he does. He could be the best character actor in the world, and that's a really good job. You can make a lot of money doing that. You can score a lot of points doing that. You can win some MVPs doing that along the way if that's how it's going to go. But come on, man. It's 10 years. We're still having the same conversation about, hey, when's he going to go to that Giannis level? He's not. He's going to get there frequently, but he's not going to stay there the way those other guys do. Let's try a first phone call. Dr. Pepper, call in line. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Let's try Corona and Quentin. Quentin, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up? Quentin.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, yes, we got sir. You. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, yeah. Love the show, man. I will vote every show for you if I could. I want to comment on Anthony Davis last night and Giannis. To me, Anthony Davis remind me of Paul Gasol, kind of a softer mentality type player, and Shaq, Giannis, you know, equal, about a, like a monster, I'm a dominate type of mindset. What is going to be needed for Anthony Davis to wake up and say, I'm going to dominate each and every game? You guys are the experts. Can you help me out?
Quinn, appreciate you calling. I don't think I have an answer to that.
I do.
What's going to take for him to be dominant? I'll tell you my best. Get closer to the playoffs. Get LeBron James in the lineup as well. Have the attention and the focus on LBJ. Less attention on AD. Lakers in a situation where, okay, each one of these games really count. You're not in November. I think it's a combination of all that stuff because AD was dominant in that playoff run that the Lakers had in Orlando. He was dominant.
He's great.
So I think with this, you know, the question of what's it going to take from this point, get LBJ back in there and make these games closer to April. That's the only thing I can think of. Because yesterday they needed him to be dominated.
He's not going to be it on a regular basis. I think you need to recalibrate your expectations. Will he on occasion be the best player in the building? Yes. Will it happen frequently? Yes. Will it happen as often as you would like to see it happen? No. It's just not. The way that you will get it more frequently, the way that instead of getting it, I'm just making up numbers here, instead of getting it 5 times out of 10 to get it 7 times out of 10, is have another player on the court that's better than him, i.e. LeBron James. Have someone else that can kind of free him up a little bit along the way, and then his level goes up for all of the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to tell you, Quentin, and I don't know what to tell anybody else that's saying, well, how does he get to that Giannis level? Guys, it's been 10 years. You, Quentin said it himself. Giannis went out there last night, and while it stylistically
almost looked personal,
it did. It looked personal, like I'm going to break you. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be because I'm not trying to ram it. It had a Shaq-y feel to it in this, I'm just going to give you the business all night long. Different stylistics from Shaq.
Sure, sure. No, but the concept of it.
Here it comes. Mm-hmm. You know it's coming. I know it's coming. Stop it. I dare you. That's what Giannis did, and that's what AD didn't do.
60 tickets left. 710awards.net. 60 tickets left. They're going to be gone by the time today ends.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of this event that we got coming up on February 6th, 710awards.net, $25 a ticket. Come hang out with the crew. By the way, it includes dinner. And again, like I said, by the time today is all said and done, Mason and Ireland, and you obviously have Sedano and Cap after that, these 60 tickets won't last. So if you want to be a part of it, now's the time to go get your tickets.
All right, we're going
to
do our NFL picks coming up next. Bergman went 0-for. We'll see how Emily does. She's the guest picker. We are coming up. Slee's running away with this thing. The season might be over unless Al really comes
He does
unglued.
This on purpose.
Really,
he does this on purpose.
Really comes unglued.
I hate how you say that.
That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're running out of time, but I need like some sort of swami or mental guru or somebody who can teach me the power of mind control so I can just muscle my way through this entire hot chicken sandwich thing.
We are down to about a half hour.
Yeah, I need somebody to, Trav, just think of like blueberry pie or some little mental trick that will allow me to muscle my way through this. All right, so Bergman went 0 for the picks last week. It is time for our weekly Thursday picks, 4 games against the spread with confidence points. Here are the standings as we head towards week 11. I have 31 points. I am in the cellar. The guests have 33 points, not much better. Al's running away with this thing with 54 points. Emily, producer Emily, is our guest picker today. Game number one, Al, here we go. You are up first.
Okay.
It is the Pittsburgh Steelers here in Los Angeles taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are 4.5-point favorites. Who you got?
It's going to be 80% Pittsburgh fans. Steelers are upset after tying the Detroit Lions.
That wasn't
sounds
good
funny. That just sounds funny. You know, I think Chargers are due for a victory. I think this game means a lot to them, but I don't have confidence in them. I'll take Pittsburgh. I've seen Pittsburgh, like the Patriots, take care of the Chargers in the past. I think that'll be the same thing. I'll go Pitt 3 on this one.
So he's got the Steelers at 3. Emily, I have a feeling this may be where you said earlier that you were going to be a homer on this one.
Just a slight homer. Yeah, I'm a Steelers fan, grew up a Steelers fan. Not super confident because Mason Rudolph is the projected starter for this week, but Ben Roethlisberger is still potentially
that.
In there. The Steelers and the Chargers have both played 6 games decided by one possession. So
wow,
I'm voting for the Steelers to cover, and it's my 2, That's my pick.
All right, there you go. Emily gets the Steelers at two. And by the way,
see what she did? She did research.
The reason Mason Rudolph is their quarterback and not Dwayne Haskins is because he got caught looking at his phone on the sidelines of the last game. So he's a real pro.
We don't want Dwayne Haskins either.
Yeah, he's something else along the way. All right, I'm going to go against the grain here. I think I've gotten the Chargers wrong all 9 weeks that they've played.
You might
so
win
far.
This one. This one might go to your favor.
I'm going to take the Chargers, but I like it so much, I'm going to put it all the way down at the bottom, number one. Second game, Las Vegas Raiders are home underdogs to the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm. The Cincinnati Bengals are getting a point on the road. It's basically a pick 'em. Unless it ends in a tie, you got to win the game outright. Cincinnati at Las Vegas. I'm going to take the Raiders because I don't know who's going to win this game between two pretty crummy teams. I'll take the Raiders at number two. Emily.
All right, I am going to take the Raiders at four. I am very confident in this only because of this fact that I found out. One, the Raiders play at home. The tickets are selling out. It's going to be raucous in Allegiant Field. But also, the Bengals have lost five straight games after a bye week, and Zach Taylor is 0-2 against the spread following a bye as well. So my money's on the Raiders.
You should have your own like 1-800 gambling line. Emily's like dropping little nuggets all over the place.
I don't want to lose.
Clearly, she's done her work. Slee, Vegas and the Bengals.
Well, based on all the stats that Emily just laid out for me, I hope I go behind after her every single time. With all that said, I have no reason for this. There's no justification for this. Neither have I watched any Bengal games this season. Love Cincy at a two. Love Cincy for this
no
one.
No reason not to do it that way. All right, so our next game is an NFC West matchup. The Arizona Cardinals on the road in Seattle, taking on the Seahawks. Arizona is a road favorite at 2.5. I'm going to go first on this one. I got Arizona. There's the quarterback situation. We're not quite sure if Kyler Murray is going to play, but Russell Wilson looked terrible in that game. He came back after that hand injury along the way. I'm going to think that Arizona needs to bounce back after a pretty bad loss to Carolina last week. So give me Arizona at the three. Alan Sliwa.
I don't like these last two. These last two games are tough. And what did I leave myself with? A 1-4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said you took the Cardinals.
I did.
I think I'm going to follow suit here. They were so bad. And Seattle, even though it's at Seattle, gosh dang it, I'm going to go
they
Arizona
didn't
one. Or no,
score
I'm going to go.
In Green Bay. Shut
that's
out.
That's right. They didn't.
Yeah. Just
all right. I'm going to just throw this out there. And this is going to be, I'm going to either make it or break it right here. Arizona 4.
Arizona 4. Emily.
I'm going to have to side with you guys. I'm also picking Arizona. It's at my 3. My justification is I can't see Arizona losing back-to-back games. They are too good of a team to lose back-to-back games. Even with Colt McCoy, I think they can cut up the Seahawks defense, as well as the Cardinals are 5-0 on the road this season so far. So I am siding with the Cardinals at my 3.
Okay, so we all took the Cardinals. We all have them at 3 or 4, which means if you're out there, go bet the Seahawks and collect your
100%.
Money.
100%. Yep. Cash in.
That's
the and
cash
the sandwiches
in,
are in the building.
Oh, wonderful. The sandwiches are here. I was thinking I was going to save this until the moment, but I may quit. This may be my last show ever. I may just decide that it's not worth it and we'll go from there. Final game, maybe the game of the week. The Dallas Cowboys are in Kansas City, taking on the Chiefs. The Chiefs are favorites at home, but by less than a field goal, 2.5 Slee, Cowboys and Chiefs.
Still not sold on the Chiefs. I'll go Cowboys. This is my final one at a 1.
There you go. Emily, Cowboys and Chiefs.
I have the Cowboys at a 1. Some fun facts. This is the first matchup between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott in their careers. The Chiefs are incredibly interception prone, and the defense of the Cowboys has a ton of interceptions. So I think that it's going to be the defense is going to overpower the offense of the Chiefs. Cowboys at 1.
All right. Why would I go Arizona 4?
I don't know. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I've got them at the 4. I think not only do I think that they get the points, but I think they're going to win
this
game.
Is bad.
The Chiefs, by the way,
yeah.
They beat the Raiders. They finally look like that was the Raiders out there.
Yeah,
so
the
who knows? We'll see what the Chiefs got. There you go. Emily, good job on that and no fair doing research. That's a bad look for the rest
What's
of us.
What's SoFi going to look like this Sunday? I'm not
silver
kidding.
And black. Terrible towels yeah. All over the place. Or not silver and black. Gold.
Black and yellow.
I would be there if I wasn't on a flight. I would be at that game for sure.
Black and gold, is that how
black
we call
and yellow.
It?
Black and gold.
Black and gold.
Black and gold, black and yellow.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Pick'ems by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Why is the bag on fire? Why is there steam coming out of the top of the bag? Fire, flames, molten lava. The sandwiches are in the building. But right now, your chance to win Lakers tickets to see the Lakers and the Sacramento Kings. That is next Friday, a week from tomorrow, November 26th. Call in lucky number Let's do 24. A little Kobe action.
Absolutely.
Lucky number 24 gets the tickets. This is Travis Lee on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So they're here. Emily is gloving up. Janice is gloving up. I'm really excited to eat something that is ill-advised to touch with your hands. That seems like fun. Like, let's just play this out just completely logically.
Okay.
If I can't touch it, why am I going to eat it? What's that all about?
Well, it smells so good.
I'm sure it smells fine.
It smells amazing.
If all we had to do is smell them, I'd be super enthusiastic.
Hey, how great would it be? How great would it be if like they got the order wrong?
I need it right now. That does smell good.
How great would it be if they got the order wrong and I have the mild?
This isn't that bad.
You have the, hey guys,
go off the menu. Give me.
Is there a hot sauce I could add on it?
Menu one, right? You got any jalapenos, habaneros, any serrano chilies along the way?
I want to just go back to something very simple here. Just because somebody makes
does smell good.
A stupid decision, it doesn't mean you have to agree to it.
You know what you sound like
that's
right
now? That's the position that we're in right now.
You sound like my mom. If everyone else jumped off the bridge, would you jump off with them?
Well, right?
Depends. What's underneath? It's
a, bang, bang.
Is there a river? Is there like a trampoline underneath there? What are we doing? That's a bad idea. Your bad idea. This is how good of a teammate I am. This is how good of a
great
co-host
teammate.
That I am with
bro,
you.
Bro, great teammate.
That I decided to do this.
And it's kind of a family affair here because Taylor's going to do it.
I don't.
Emily's in the house.
Why are Emily?
Janice is in the house. Everybody's in the
why
house.
Why are Emily and Janice so excited to
they're
get
excited.
This stuff?
No, they're giddy.
They're out of the box.
They're
carving them up. Taylor's taking a look. And
yep.
This is terrible.
Bro, but the smell?
I'm still looking
the
for
smell?
Help. Still looking for help.
Damn, that smells good.
Yeah, but you're not. The challenge isn't to smell it; it's to eat it. Right? That's a little bit different. Manuel in Gardena. Manuel, you are on with Travis and Slee. Help me out here, my friend.
Hey, fellas, great show as usual. Real quick, it's uncanny how much that guy Noah sounds like Ira Craig when he was sober. I swear, every time I hear that guy, that's what I think.
Throwback,
anyway,
right there. A little bit. You're right.
As far as the chicken sandwich,
yep.
You're not going to be doing a drink. You guys should have Breyers, like little quarter-gallon ice creams right
next
to you.
Oh, it's too late. That's a problem, Manuel. Manuel, it's too late.
The key, that's why I was trying to get on earlier. The key is the cookie bits, okay? Because, you should go like cookies and cream or the cookie dough. Because you want that solid coldness on your tongue. You guys are going to be hating life in like 20 minutes, bro. Because what that guy said earlier about how it settles in your stomach, the round two and
guys,
round three.
No, okay, Manuel, you are one of my favorite callers, but I'm going to have to insist that we hang up on Manuel right here for one simple reason. Guys, I know how the body works. Can we stop with this, please? Okay, I understand how
this
the human
is what we do, Manuel.
Works,
this is what we do.
Right? You eat something, you drink something, body does what it does to it, and then it gets rid of whatever it doesn't want. I understand. Stop sending me or calling me or telling me, hey, Trav, guess what? Eating it's not the worst part. Yeah, I know.
Well, they're okay. Just trying to help you out,
no,
man.
They're not. They're trying to make it worse because it's not just eating once.
How funny. Everything Manuel suggested. I'm like, it's too late, bro.
You got a pretty good one. Yeah, that's why I tried to get on earlier. Manuel's Brits. Thank you, Manuel. Appreciate the advice. I don't know.
Where's Berg? Which half is Berg eating?
Yeah, he's the only one in the whole building that was smart enough to say, I'm not doing this. And
he would have done it. I think if he didn't have a three-hour show after this, I think he would have done it.
Can we talk about something other? Can we just put the sandwich aside for a second?
Sandwich smells delicious. By the way, we got horchata coming out, milk coming out.
Horchata will help. Milk will help.
I was buying yogurt yesterday for us.
Yogurt will help.
You told me something about like
glazed donuts.
Lemon juice.
Yeah,
so I got lemon juice. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Glazed donuts we screwed up on.
Yeah.
We should have got some glazed donuts.
Cookies. By the way, glazed donuts, cookies and cream ice cream. I mean, all right. If that's like my excuse to go do these other things, we can do it. You said it earlier today.
Yep.
LeBron's like 50-50 coming back for tomorrow against the Celtics.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm assuming that they're going to wait until everything is thumbs up, right? That if it's just even a little close,
then he won't.
We're going to wait, right? Because we've seen it. We've seen what this team looks like if LeBron is unavailable. We need to make sure that LeBron is available. And if that means you got to spin your wheels and go 500 for another week, two weeks, whatever it is, let's do it. Do not rush this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, I think it's a no-brainer for the Lakers. It really is. So they're 16 games in. What percentage is – so once we get to 20 games in, you're 25% into the season, right? 20 games in, you're right around there, right around 25%. I remember Carmelo Anthony saying this – that he looks at these games as he looks at them as stages. Either he looks at them a fourth of the season or a third of the season through. The problem, Trav, once we get to a fourth of the season, which is coming up in four games, got to be honest with you, I really don't know what we have yet. I don't. So okay, I don't think we're going to kind of sit here. I think we're going to remember the first 20 games as Lakers never really got into any rhythm. They were missing key players. Of course, LeBron being, you know, the most important one out of all of them. He's already missed 10 games. So I think it's going to be the second and the third part of the season where we're going to really kind of have a better understanding of where the Lakers are.
Well, it's funny you said that. As you were saying it, we almost have to recalibrate the timeline, right? The idea coming into the season was work in progress, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm with you. And that's why I haven't been super bothered by what I've seen. There's been elements of it that I don't like, but it's almost like you haven't even started the clock yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because LeBron hasn't been here, right? That we wasted, what did they play? 16, wasted might be the wrong word, but they've played 16 games and you haven't moved the train down the tracks at all. Because LeBron hasn't been here for most of it. And when he has been, it's been sporadic and it didn't look very good. So do you almost push it back? We were saying at Christmas, maybe New Year's, that's when you'll have a pretty good idea. Well, he hasn't really played yet this season and it's Thanksgiving for all intents and purposes. So instead of it being Christmas, is it Valentine's Day? Is it the All-Star break? Because we haven't started the clock. Whatever it's going to look like with LeBron, it hasn't even started yet.
So I would say this, 25% of the season is when you're 20 games in, we know nothing. 50% of the season is when you're 41 games in. I think until you start getting into that 50 number range.
But what if he doesn't play?
Well, then that changes everything, right?
Like,
again, you still don't know. But I think he's going to come back. The question is just going to be whether he comes back against Boston or he comes back Detroit or New York. He's come back in one of these games.
I'll tell you what, man. I said it yesterday, and I really believe it, that what the Lakers are asking LeBron to do is about the worst thing you could ask him to do. And I'm not saying he's incapable of doing it, but asking a man who's in his 19th season, who's played, what is it, 22 seasons worth of NBA basketball?
266 playoff
games.
That's
3 years.
On top of 18 full seasons.
Okay, so that's
21 years in.
21 years in plus whatever he plays this year. To say, hey, listen, without you, we're not quite what we thought we were going to be. We need you to be LeBron from 2014.
But isn't this different when you bring up that point? That is different because Anthony Davis is, if I said right now, is AD a top 10 player in the NBA? Is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
Not as he's played so far this season.
Let's just say you have him at right around there.
Yeah, okay.
Is Russ a top 25, top 30 player in the NBA?
I mean, right around there,
sure. You're going to put him right around there. Maybe you have another guy in front of him, something along those lines. The reason why I mention that is because it's not like this is all on LeBron's shoulders. It's not.
But wait, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Now we're going back the other
way. No, we're not. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, didn't you just tell me that Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook can't even run a 500 team for you while LeBron is gone? You're right about that. That I can't argue because I did think that what they go 4-6 without Braun, 6-4 at the worst, as I would have thought, plus the schedule. You got these home games.
And the opponents. That's such an important part of
100%.
This.
I think that has a lot to do with it. But it's not like LeBron's going to come back and Anthony Davis is not going to give you 25-10. It's not like Russ is not going to give you 18-7-7.
But this comes back to
that
my other
THT
point.
Is not going to give you 15.
I think that's really interesting. THT, I think, is kind of a wild card in this. It may really help. But again, if you look at the score sheet on some of these, it looks right? All the things, well, this guy gave you 24 and this guy gave you 16 and all of these other things. Okay, fine. But this comes back to we're not just putting together a rotisserie basketball team or a fantasy basketball team. This is the real life. The pieces need to fit. And if it's just, okay, you get your 12 points and I'll get my 17 and you get your 25.
You're right, and I don't want to make it sound like
needs,
that.
It needs to work as a collective team, and I haven't seen that yet.
That I can't argue because, right, the stats are going to be there. No one's going to question the stats. Do the puzzle pieces fit? Mm-hmm. Is it the right mix? With the Warriors, you need one amazing basketball player, and everyone else is just playing this high-fly system, ball moving, shooting, cutting, all that stuff, and they're 12-2. The Lakers, there's obviously a lot of different circumstances.
Janice, what's
in that cup? Are we done with the Lakers?
What's
I think we're done
cup?
With the Lakers. Extra hot sauce.
I don't know why. She has a cup, and she's holding with gloves. Is that like mac salad?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, we need that.
I'll take six of those.
Yeah. Can we talk about what's going on here?
Go ahead.
So right now, thank you. Very, very kind of you here. I feel like I'm at Janice's home, and she's like really nice. She invited us over for Thanksgiving
or
something.
It's
a
nice.
Great
it's
spread.
Very nice.
Okay, so this is what's happening. We got the Howlin' Ray sandwich.
Thanks.
You and I both split a sandwich. We're cutting the sandwiches in half. Emily, Janice, Taylor, everyone's having a half of a sandwich. Not like we're going to have the whole half sandwich here. Just based on looks, it doesn't look that bad. Like if somebody told me, hey, this is just a chicken sandwich and it's spicy, does that look crazy to you? That doesn't look crazy.
No, it looks like a really delicious fried chicken sandwich. Nice.
Okay, the more I
white
turn it over,
meat,
that's
chicken breast. It's the slaw on it. There's some
chicken
pickles.
Chicken is very dark.
The bun
the
looks
chicken
nice
is
and soft.
Very dark.
It looks great. I don't even want to tell you what just happened. Should I tell you?
Did you just lick some of it?
Janice was going to put a little of the mac salad on my plate.
Your eyes are getting watery.
And I just tried to move the sandwich off with my thumb.
And then you licked
and
your
without
thumb?
Even thinking about it, I licked the stuff from the sandwich. Buckle up, buddy.
Wait a minute here. Was that a strategy?
No.
Was that
honestly,
was that something you watched on YouTube and it said, hey, when you think you got to get a little bit of heat in there first, give the body an opportunity to numb itself, and then it goes from there.
It was a subconscious. You get, you know, you food. You maybe just lick your thumb real quick. Yeah, good.
We have gloves. Yourself.
Yeah, well, too late for
we
me.
Gotta go to break, bro.
I've
gotta go
got
to break,
it on
and,
my,
we, and we got a.
I already got a little taste of that all. Great.
This is what I'd hate to do is. You and I continue to break down THC's box score right now.
So we have this. Greg's in the building.
By the
so
way, he went 50%.
Greg,
are
you ready to talk for like 6 minutes on your own?
I'm here for it. I'm ready.
Okay, because Emily, Taylor, Slee, and myself.
Okay, you got to also. We plunge. Have to know which bite you're taking first because it has to be equivalent. Because I don't know if you look at my side.
Oh no, I see. I got the fat end and the skinny end.
So which one are we doing?
We're going fat end. Well, this is look. If we're going to do this. Let's do it.
All right.
By the way, I'm here for this. I've changed my tune. I'm going the power of positive thinking.
Let's freaking go, bro.
I can't wait.
Let's
the
go.
Sandwich is going down next.
You're
it's
screwed.
Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. You know how you have some people in your life that you just know have your back?
Yeah.
You're not one.
Mm-hmm.
That
like, showtime, bro. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
So everybody believes that their mother has their best interest in mind, right?
Yes.
My mother, I believe, has my best interest in mind.
Okay.
She just texted me, "You will be so sorry you're doing this." Yeah, Mom, thanks. I'm well aware that this is a terrible idea, but because Alan is my partner, I had to do what I had to do. Al, you're out of your chair. What, are you going to like start running around like your hair's on fire?
Here's what's going on. We cut the sandwiches in half.
Mm-hmm.
We are both going for, we're grabbing the bigger side, so the thicker part of the chicken breast, which is basically a very dark color based upon the spices that they put on it. This is from Howlin' Ray's.
You're already choking up. You haven't even had a bite.
Emily to my right here, she's ready to go. She's got a big smile on her face. Janice has been talking about this as if like just she's ready to go. We all got gloves on. Uh-huh. Taylor, who is
Taylor's already eating.
Taylor's in. My
he's
man
incredible.
Is in.
He's already. By the way, he's still alive. He's still standing up. He's.
Yeah.
I asked him. I'm like, "Are you already eating it?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm hungry."
Well, I started in on the mac salad. It's pretty good.
Right
should we just let it rip?
All right, let's go. All right.
Greg, you're gonna have to start talking while we do this.
All right, so here's the deal too. We only have 30 tickets left to go to this the Mandy Awards in February, and if you buy those 30 tickets, we can actually do this again. Oh, wow. On February 6th, where Travis and Sliwa are eating these hot chicken sandwiches. Now,
Emily, you're not usually that shade of pink. You all right over there?
Emily is turning a little bit pink. Sliwa is refusing to talk because it's so hot. I can't. Sliwa, how you feeling? I know you got a mouthful of chicken there. You feeling
Emily
okay?
Emily went for a second bite. That's a good
second
sign.
Second bite, bro.
Oh. Get in there.
Everyone else is going for a second bite. Travis, I mean, you were worried about this. How are you feeling?
I'm still chewing my first bite. I'm not an animal. Everybody calm down.
I think I made the mistake of going in on the corner, which has a lot of the breading in it, instead of going straight to the middle. I think that's the best way to go.
I just burped.
It's hot.
Oh, once you get the burp, that's when it starts coming up and it's actually, you feel that going through your throat. Wait.
I'm having milk and I haven't had milk in years. I don't think like milk straight up and this is it.
By the way,
Slee was struggling.
Milk
I can see
and
it.
Just an insanely hot sandwich sounds like a recipe to Trav. Be. Janice, how you doing?
Trav, how much have you eaten? I need to know how much you've eaten.
I've had a bite.
Let's go. Get another one.
Let's go. I didn't agree to eat a
get another one
truck
in.
Full.
I got to be honest with you. Taylor is sitting back here, and he is just housing this sandwich. Like, it's no problem whatsoever. I don't even see tears coming from his eyes. I don't see anything happening. He's just laughing. It's a great time.
The sandwich is amazing. It's starting to kick in now much more than it did.
Why are you squinting like you're staring into a thousand suns?
Because I can't talk.
Like, he's pretending it's not terrible. Like, it's really, you know, it's pretty good.
Like, the quality of the sandwich is good.
It's fantastic.
But it's just that my tongue's on fire.
I'm getting there.
Slow down.
I mean, do you feel like it's too hot, Emily? How are you feeling?
I definitely feel like I underestimated it. That was my first mistake. My tongue is definitely on fire. My mouth is getting there. I think the corners of my mouth are definitely getting to be on fire.
The biggest problem is the sandwich is delicious.
You know what?
Back in.
Like, it's so good.
You just hit the nail on the head. The problem is... It's really very, very flavorful and tasty.
Good.
It's
bro, why are you acting
smoking
normal?
Smoking hot.
Can we talk about how good the macaroni salad is?
The macaroni salad is very good. Emily is like totally flushed.
Ugh. That's more about the milk. Sorry, milk. I don't.
Your
like
cheeks
milk.
Are so flushed. Right
I just
now.
Think AD's got to be better.
You can't even open your eyes.
The box score. You look at it from yesterday.
Your eyes are tearing up. You're sweating out of your eyeballs.
I'm struggling.
You look like you're in complete total agony. And
how come you're okay?
Because I'm a man.
Oh, look at that!
And he's
he says
been
I'm
the
a
one
man.
That's been complaining the whole time.
Take another bite. Take another bite.
I'm almost done.
Taylor, tell me a little bit about how you're feeling right now. Like, are you at? You've almost finished. Have you finished it?
Yeah.
No, so tell me about it then.
Yeah, I'm going in for another bite.
It's got some kick, some afterburn for sure.
Some, huh? Yeah, for sure. Some,
but nothing too bad.
Nothing too bad. Not intolerable.
No, he's having a good time. I mean, how everybody else seems like they're doing okay. Emily looks like she's struggling a little bit, but she's getting through it.
I'm having some pasta salad just to mix it up.
What do you think?
My tongue's hot.
All right, Janice.
So
Janice was the one who was, and by the way, I'm having a hard time all of a sudden.
Now you are.
Janice,
now you are a man.
I'll do it. Not
I'm
anymore.
A man.
Whatever happened to that was about 5 minutes ago. Janice is pacing. She's fanning herself. And she was the one that was feeling best about this, and I feel like I just swallowed the sun.
Janice, by the way, was eating hot Cheetos just about an hour ago. So
I don't know if this
going
is
for another bite.
This is better or worse for me.
Let's go another bite.
Like on, oh my God!
How many bites are you in?
I'm almost finished.
Almost finished. Good for you.
The first couple bites were really hot, like Taylor said, but it was like, okay, I've done this before. I haven't done this before. It has like this creeping effect, and it's not my lips, which I was most afraid of. I thought the lips were going to be the part that was going to really kill me. It's the back of my throat that feels like someone's got a hot poker and trying to murder me from the inside.
So
it's really troublesome.
See, I listen. I think priorities for the Dodgers this offseason. Okay? You really got to pay more attention to Kenley.
Do you guys remember Freddie Adu? That guy.
Oh my God.
On this day, in 2003, he signed
an anniversary.
Anniversary.
All right, so I'm going to talk with my mouth full for a second.
How much can you talk sports right now?
I just took my first bite of the cooling agent, the Mac salad. Doesn't help at all. Not even a little bit.
Still burning.
I'm reluctant to go to the milk because I don't really like to drink a lot of milk, but I think I may have to do it.
I'm going in again.
Whew.
Kind of addicting.
Greg, you need to talk for a minute.
Wait, I
so will you actually do this? Go ahead.
I have a story. So I went out with my friends the other day, and I had probably the hottest thing before this right now, which was a margarita, but there's chili powder on the rim. I didn't realize it was chili powder, and I could not eat anything after that meal. So
yeah, I'm done.
This is feeling okay.
I think the real question here for all of you is that now that you've had it, you've almost finished the whole thing. Taylor's been done with it for about 20 minutes.
Delicious.
It's
same
delicious.
Thing as Applebee's.
Will you Applebee's. Will you do this again? Will you actually eat this again or something this hot again?
Delicious.
Delicious. You're just saying delicious. You need to say yes or no.
This is one of those things that I think I've one and done. One hit or quitter.
If we bring a Howlin' Ray's spicy, whatever you said, what the cluck sandwich to the Mandy Awards to have you eat it on stage, will you do it?
No, I won't do that. But what I will do is, if you man up for a quick second, have a sandwich, I'll be more than happy
there's
to do anything
with you.
There's
another half in there, Greg.
Yeah, I see that half, and it's going to sit there until somebody else wants it, because there's about a 0% chance that
how good is the sandwich?
Stop telling me.
How good is the sandwich?
It's fine, but it's agonizing. You know how I was like kind of pissed off by the whole concept of the idea?
Yeah, you were angry. It was exuding from you.
It's back.
The anger.
It's back. I can't really see.
You're squinting. You actually are. You're closing your eyes.
With Travis right now.
I have tears running out of the corner of my eyes. I have this layer of something that my body has created to try to defend itself against the sandwich in the inside of my mouth. I don't know exactly what
it
is.
That's two straight games from Stafford where he struggled. And the defense has to be better.
Your bodies are rebelling against you right now.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
You know what? I don't really miss work ever. Like, Greg, how often have I called in sick since I've worked at ESPN LA?
I've been here almost 6 years, and I don't think you have.
Maybe once.
Maybe.
Make it two.
There's no chance you work tomorrow, right? You're out.
You're in the lookie. You have to be there tomorrow.
You know, it's fine. You can throw the lookie in the trash for all I care. This was a bad idea.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Howlin' Ray.
It's Alan's fault. Thank you, Howlin' Ray. You said it really well, Al. The very worst part about the sandwich is that it tastes
delicious.
Really good. Is that it's just such a flavorful thing to eat, but it is obscenely hot.
Listen, I asked if we can do this, and you delivered, and I appreciate that. Probably not the best idea we've ever had. We're definitely going to struggle. How much time do we have left until Mason and Ireland start?
All right, so Alan, I just got a call from John Ireland. He's in Boston. He said that Boston actually something happened. They have to do the game tonight, but John can't actually do it. So he needs you to do the pre, the in game, and the post game. Can you do it?
Tatum has been amazing this year. Got to watch out for Marcus Smart. What else you want?
Can I offer a tip? Can I offer a tip on what not to do, because I just did it and it ramped it up 1,000%. Don't clear your nose. Like, whatever's in there, let it sit in there because it's defending you. Okay? Like, I cleared my nose, and all of a sudden, it felt like we were just absolutely on fire all over again. We got 30 seconds to go, Al. Did you finish it? Almost?
Almost.
Almost, yeah. It was about what I expected.
Tell us about the podcast, Alan.
Yeah, where do you find the pod, Al?
Yes, me and Afro on iTunes. Just search Travis Sliwa Show, full 3 hours, 7:10, rewards.net.
I'm assuming Clinton Yates and Ramona Shelburne tomorrow on our show, so it won't be me and Slee. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:10. Travis Sliwa, ESPN, terrible idea.